From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Partners from Auburn University, Alabama Cooperative Extension System, Alpha, and Chambers County gathered in Lafayette last month to dedicate one of just four on-med care stations in the country. AlphaFarmers.org reports the walk-up technology in the on-med station will benefit thousands of rural citizens in Chambers County and surrounding areas. Lafayette City Fire Chief and EMS Director Jim Duty says, "We knew we needed to improve our way of providing health care when the COVID pandemic began." The USDA plans to purchase various protein items to support American agriculture and to feed kids and families with potential materials like dairy, meat, fish, and poultry items. The funds provided through USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation will support nearly $1 billion to purchase food for emergency food providers like food banks. Interested parties shall be responsible for ensuring they have the most up-to-date information. The American Farm Bureau Federation is urging the USDA to accept the National Milk Producers Federation's Federal Milk Marketing Order petition. AFBF says the petition is long overdue to ensure consumers can access fresh dairy products while protecting dairy farmers from potentially harmful market conditions. AFBF President Zippy Duval is calling on the USDA to hold a hearing and asks the department to go further than the recent NMPF petition.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.